It's one of the biggest and longest running folk festivals in the nation, and Dallas Allen has been there for most of them.
It's really more than just a festival, it's a phenomenon.
Allen produces the festival at the Quiet Valley Ranch, where large campgrounds allow people to pitch tents and play their own campfire music after the night's stage performances are done.
It's so much more than just sitting and listening to music. It's quite a community in and of itself.
I asked about changes given that festival founder Rod Kennedy died in April.
We'll be singing a lot and talking about him a lot and just honoring what he created.
Now, when you and I spoke shortly after Rod's passing, the man you described just does not sound like someone who would create a folk festival.
Well, he wasn't. Initially, at least. He was a Republican businessman who drove race cars and owned radio stations and television stations. He was just such a larger-than-life person who I always said about him that he would have no regrets on his deathbed because he really lived life full out.
Back to the music, Kerrville is 18 days and nights of it, with names like Steve Forbert, Jimmy LaFave, Judy Collins, Brewer and Shipley, Peter Yarrow, Terry Hendrickson, many more.
We got Gary P. Nunn and Bob Livingston, you know, a cast of thousands.
And one last thing.
We have children's concerts. Make sure people know that it's family friendly.
Done. For more on Kerrville's Folk Festival, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.